Good morning, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. Happy Thursday. Thanks to yesterday's big Christmas party, I didn't get to bed until way later than normal. But you know what? I feel filled up to the brim with love for our town and the Christmas spirit. I may also still be on a sugar rush from all the hot chocolate and cookies I had, but hey, totally worth it. I want to go back to something we talked about earlier this week, Advent. Do you remember what Advent is? It's the time when we get our hearts ready for Christmas. And each of the 4 weeks has its own special theme, and the theme for this week is hope. I'll bet hope is a word you hear a lot. You might even say it a lot, too. We say things like, I hope we have something good for dinner tonight. Or when someone says something like, I think we're having pizza tonight, I would say, I sure hope so. Pizza is my favorite. Hope is about looking forward to something good that hasn't happened yet, which is why it's the perfect word for the start of Advent. Christmas is exactly 3 weeks away, so we still have some waiting to do. But what's cool is that while some of the things we might hope for might not come true, like pizza for dinner every night, the good thing we look forward to at Christmas actually already happened. We remember and celebrate when Jesus came to be with us and show us God's love. What we hope for now is that God's love becomes more real to us each day. And as it becomes more real, it makes us want to share that love with others. As we get ready to head out into our day, what's something you're hoping for? Now, I know that because I'm a pastor and I've been talking about hoping for the love of God, you might feel like you have to give a really serious answer. But you know what? Hope comes in all shapes and sizes. So feel free to be as serious or as silly as you want. But what I want you to remember is that hope is about looking forward to something good. You can hope for a giant space alien to land on the roof of your school, but I want you to be able to tell us why that's good. I mean, maybe she brought tasty alien snacks. Okay, take a few moments to think about something you're hoping for. Share with each other what you're hoping for and why it would be good if that thing happened. If you need more time, you can pause this podcast, and I'll be right here when you get back. All done? Great. Now, I had an idea this week. Each day, I've been inviting you to think about such fun and meaningful things, and then you get to share them with each other. And that's cool. But you know what I think would be even cooler? If you could share some of these things with all the other families who are listening to the podcast, too. So, if you want to share your hopes with the other families listening, ask your grown-up to check the show notes. I can't wait to hear your answers. In fact, I hope that lots of you will send stuff in because it would be good to get to hear them in a future episode. When we listen to each other, I think it'll really help us know that there are other families out there who care about stuff like this too. Okay, why don't we pray before we head out into our Thursday? If you want to, you can close your eyes and fold your hands. Dear God, we thank you that we can get as excited as we want about your love for us. And while we're waiting for the big celebration on Christmas, we know you already love us every day. Amen. All right, friends, have a great Thursday, and I'll talk to you tonight.